Late blooming artists, it's never too late. Hi there, and welcome to the final installment of The Creative Spirit. Over the past 2 days, we've talked about writing your memoir and using photography to capture your world. Today, we're going to tackle the biggest creative myth of all, that you needed to start young to be any good. Let me tell you about Grandma Moses. Anna Mary Robertson Moses didn't pick up a paintbrush until she was 78 years old. Her hands had gotten too stiff with arthritis to do embroidery anymore, so she figured she'd try painting instead. By 80, she was having gallery shows. By 100, she was world famous, with her paintings hanging in museums and her face on a postage stamp. She didn't go to art school. She didn't have natural talent. She just started. Wow. Research from the University of California found that creative activities in late life improve cognitive function, reduce stress hormones, and can even slow the progression of dementia. Creating art isn't just fun, it's medicine. If you've been telling yourself it's too late to try something new, or that you're too old to be creative, or that you missed your chance, this one's for you. The "I'm too old" lie. Let's deal with this head on. You are not too old. Laura Ingalls Wilder published her first Little House book at 65. Colonel Sanders started Kentucky Fried Chicken at 62. Julia Child didn't learn to cook until she was almost 40 and didn't publish her famous cookbook until she was 50. But forget the famous people for a minute. Think about your own life. At 60, you might have 20, 30, even 40 more years ahead of you. That's longer than many professional artistic careers. That's enough time to get really, really good at something you love. WTF. We live in a youth-obsessed culture that acts like life ends at retirement. But creativity doesn't have an expiration date. The idea that you're too old to start painting, writing, making music, or any other creative pursuit is pure nonsense designed to keep you small. The truth? Your age is actually an advantage. Why starting late is actually better. Young artists are figuring out who they are while they're trying to create. You already know who you are. You've lived. You've experienced things. You have perspective, wisdom, and stories that 25-year-olds can't possibly have yet. You also have something they don't. Freedom from needing to be good right away. When you're young and trying to build a career, every creative attempt feels high stakes. But you're doing this for the joy of it. You don't need anyone's approval. You don't need to make money. You don't need to impress anyone. You can be a gloriously messy beginner without it mattering one bit. Lol. I wrote and recorded a song for my wife at 64 for our anniversary. Was it good? Not particularly, but it made her cry. That's the whole point. Maybe I'll share it here someday, but I'm not talented. Here's a secret that will change everything. Talent is overrated. Consistency matters more. Yes, some people have natural aptitude. But you know what beats natural aptitude every single time? Showing up regularly and doing the work. The person who paints for 30 minutes 3 times a week will improve faster than the talented person who paints once a month when inspiration strikes. The person who writes 200 words every morning will finish a book. The person who practices ukulele for 15 minutes daily will learn songs. Creativity isn't about being gifted. It's about being stubborn enough to keep going even when you're not good yet. What could you try? Maybe you've always been curious about something but never gave yourself permission. Maybe there's a creative itch you've ignored for decades. Or maybe you have no idea what you'd enjoy, but you know you want to try something. Here are ideas that seniors we know have tried and loved. Visual arts. Watercolor painting, very forgiving for beginners. Adult coloring books, yes. Really meditative and beautiful drawing with pencils or charcoal. Collage and mixed media. Pottery or ceramics. Quilting or textile arts. Digital art on tablets. Writing. Poetry doesn't have to rhyme. Short stories or fiction. Family history and genealogy research. Blogging about your interests, letters to grandchildren, nature journaling, music. Ukulele easier than guitar, genuinely fun. Harmonica portable and learnable, singing in a choir community creativity, piano or keyboard, drums or percussion, learning to read music never too late, performing arts, community theater, storytelling groups, poetry reading circles, dance classes, ballroom, line dancing, gentle movement, crafts and making, woodworking, knitting or crocheting, jewelry making, scrapbooking, model building, soap or candle making, leatherwork. Pick whatever makes you curious. Try it. If it's not your thing, try something else. There's no test at the end. How to actually start? The hardest part of any creative pursuit is the beginning. Here's how to make it easier. 1. Start ridiculously small. Don't commit to becoming a painter. Commit to painting for 20 minutes on Saturday. That's it. If you enjoy it, do it again next Saturday. 2. Take a class. Community centers, libraries, senior centers, and community colleges offer classes for beginners. You'll learn faster with instruction, meet other beginners, and have built-in accountability. 3. Use YouTube seriously. There are thousands of free tutorials for every creative skill imaginable. Search beginner whatever you want to learn, and start watching. 4. Buy cheap supplies first. Don't invest in expensive equipment until you know you'll stick with it. Dollar store art supplies, second-hand instruments, borrowed books. Start cheap, upgrade later if you love it. 5. Give yourself permission to be bad. You will be bad at first. Everyone is. That's not failure, that's learning. Be bad with enthusiasm. Be proudly, joyfully terrible. It gets better. Yay. Here's the beautiful thing. Every expert you admire was once exactly where you are now. They just kept going. The gift you give yourself. Here's what happens when you start creating. You discover parts of yourself you forgot existed. You lose track of time in the best possible way. You have something to look forward to each week. You join communities of people who share your interest. You make things with your hands and see tangible results of your effort. And maybe most importantly, you prove to yourself that you're still growing, still learning, still capable of surprising yourself. Wow. A study published in the Gerontologist found that seniors who engaged in creative activities reported better physical health, fewer doctor visits, less medication use, and better mental health than those who didn't. Creating art literally makes you healthier. Real late bloomers we love. Just for inspiration, here are a few more people who started late. Katherine Hewson got her first acting role at 56 and won 2 Emmy Awards in her 70s. Harland David Sanders. Colonel Sanders franchised KFC at 62 after his restaurant failed. Harry Bernstein published his first book at 96 and wrote 4 bestsellers before he died at 101. Diana Nyad completed her famous Cuba to Florida swim at 64 on her 5th attempt. Fauja Singh ran his first marathon at 89 and kept running competitively past 100. These aren't superhumans. They're regular people who decided age wasn't going to stop them. Neither should you. Our shared wisdom. Have you taken up a creative hobby later in life? What did you try? What surprised you about the experience? Or if you haven't started yet, what's something you've always been curious about but never tried? Your story might be exactly the encouragement someone else needs. The end of this series, but not the end. Over 3 days, we've talked about writing your story, capturing your world through photography, and embracing creativity at any age. The theme connecting all of it? You still have something to say, something to see, something to create. You're not done growing. You're not done surprising yourself. You're not done becoming. Every time you write a memory, take a photo, pick up a paintbrush, or try something new, you're telling the world, and more importantly, telling yourself, that you still matter. That your perspective counts. That your creativity has value. And it does. It absolutely does. Medical professional disclaimer. This article provides general information about creative activities and their benefits. It is not medical or professional advice. Always consult with your healthcare provider before beginning new physical activities. If creative pursuits trigger difficult memories or emotions, consider working with a therapist or counselor. Warmly, Bill and Marilyn, founders of Canadian Senior Moment.